This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The 17th International AIDS Conference opened on Sunday in the Mexican capital, Mexico City. About 25,000 people are taking part in the six-day event. They include AIDS researchers, community leaders, policy experts, activists, and delegations of young people from around the world. The conference is expected to call for improvement in the prevention and treatment of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Delegates also are expected to praise the greater ability of patients to receive antiretroviral drugs. Several meetings at the conference will examine efforts to discover a vaccine to prevent the disease. Pedro Kahn is one of the leaders of the AIDS conference. He says there is growing support for efforts to guarantee that all people are able to receive HIV prevention and treatment. An estimated 33 million people are living with HIV/AIDS. About 7,000 people become infected with HIV every day. There is no cure for AIDS. However, a report last week from a United Nations agency says fewer people are dying because of it. UNAIDS says the number of deaths linked to AIDS dropped to about 2 million last year. This is 200,000 fewer than the number reported in 2005. UNAIDS also notes some major gains in preventing new HIV infections. Such gains are based on changes in sexual behavior and improved government programs. The report also calls for long-term financing to fight the spread of AIDS. This is needed because people with the disease are living longer because of improved treatment. In Washington last week, President Bush signed legislation promising $48 billion over the next 5 years to battle AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis. The bill greatly expands the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief. Mr. Bush announced the 5-year, $15 billion program in 2003. He has since made it a major part of his foreign policy. Efforts have centered on 15 nations in Africa, the Caribbean, and Asia. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. You can learn more about AIDS and other issues facing developing countries at voaspecialenglish.com.